Leslie Gold for America Weekend, and you know when you meet someone for the first time and you're instantly drawn to them for some reason, you just find them fascinating. And it's not necessarily that they're the funniest in the room or the most beautiful or even the chattiest. They're just fascinating to you while others seem to be completely forgettable. And maybe this problem is even plaguing you. You're being overlooked at work or you just can't get the job to begin with. Well, what if you could actually learn to be more fascinating? Sally Hogshead says you can. She's the founder and the CEO of Fascinate Inc., which is a company that studies and can teach you what makes you the most fascinating. She's got a great book out. It's called How the World Sees You, Discover Your Highest Value Through the Science of Fascination. Sally, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Leslie. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Yeah, so I have to say I'm surprised that this can even be measured as a science. So if you say to people, the average person, what makes people fascinating, the answer you'd get would be something more nebulous or more mysterious. How'd you figure out that it could be measured and improved upon?
A traditional personality assessment measures how you see the world. So it's using psychology to measure your perception of the world. I created the first assessment that's built on branding. And so it's actually measuring how the world sees you, how people perceive you at your best, your most attractive, your most valuable, and how you are most likely to impress and influence that listener who's sitting on the other side of the table.
So I haven't taken your personality test, but I see myself as powerful and focused and blunt. That's how I think I am at my core, and everyone sort of has a perception of who they are. What if after taking your test, you discover the world doesn't see you that way, that there's a disconnect between the way you see yourself and the way the world sees you?
We all have a perception of ourselves, and positive and negative. The reality is, in certain situations, you become intensely valuable. You are most likely to have an advantage, to be able to win, to be able to convince the other person sitting on the other side of the table. And you have an idea of that, but it's only once you look at yourself through the lens of marketing and branding that you can really begin to see what those qualities are that people want from you, that they admire in you, and that make you most attractive. So when people take the assessment, and we've had 500,000 people take the assessment at this point.
Wow.
What we find is people don't realize which qualities are most valuable. Let me give you an example. I'm going to draw upon my background in advertising and branding. When you give a woman two pairs of sunglasses that are exactly the same, but one of those pairs has a Chanel logo, the woman will pay 400% more for the pair with the Chanel logo. In other words, just the logo quadruples the perceived value of those sunglasses beyond just the utility of the sunglasses themselves. In the same way, there are certain situations in which you are going to be your most successful. And for you, Leslie, with being focused and blunt and powerful, these qualities are great if you're doing a radio talk show. They might not be great if you were a nanny or if you were, you know, if you had a job that revolved around bedside manner.
So in your book and in your program, you mentioned 7 ways to be fascinating. Sally, I'm going to ask you to go through those, but I noticed that beauty isn't one of them and humor isn't one of them.
No, in fact, we measured when we studied what makes people fascinating. One of our questions was, would you rather talk to somebody who's beautiful, or would you rather be in conversation with somebody who's well-read? And overwhelmingly, people said well-read, because there are certain qualities about our personality that can override even how we look. So the most fascinating people aren't necessarily the most gorgeous. They aren't the crazy ones or the witty ones or the funny ones. The most fascinating people are the ones who have an authentic way to be able to communicate in a way that feels confident, that gets their listener into a state of flow, so that neurologically their listener is focused on their message and not just on them as an individual.
So what are the 7 ways that you've categorized people can be fascinating?
There are 7 different modes of communication, and the first one is power. Power is about authority, confidence, and control. The second is passion. Passion personalities communicate in a way that creates relationship and warmth and excitement and emotion. Prestige personalities focus on excellence. These are the overachievers, the hard-driving people who always want to get a great result. Trust personalities want loyalty and consistency. They don't want to rock the boat. They want to stick to a schedule. Alert personalities focus on details. They're the ones who are able to come in and see all the minutiae, to get in the weeds, and to keep things running on track. innovation personalities are the creative ones, people who like to brainstorm, come up with a bunch of different ideas and explore new paths to discover new ways of doing things. And then finally, mystique. Personalities with mystique like to listen and observe before they speak. Each one of these seven describes a different type of person in your workplace, in your home, within your friendship circles, in your community. And when you understand which of these seven different qualities best describes how you communicate, you're far more likely to get great results every time you communicate, whether you're making a pitch or you're making a conference call or you're leading a meeting or you're just having a dinner party with your friends.
Aren't some people just inherently boring?
You know, some people tend to be more quiet or they're understated or they're level-headed, and they can sometimes be labeled as being boring. But the reality is that when you take time to explore their personalities, you see that they can have a fantastic ability to do things that are different than you.
You know, I only have a few minutes with you on the phone. I can't possibly do justice to the thoroughness of your program here. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to do it in shorthand. But through the personality test, it seems to me that you can identify yourselves as one of the 49 personality archetypes that you lay out here. And from there, you can figure out sort of how the world sees you and then how best to leverage that for more success. But if I can move on to something you call the anthem, what is that and what's that for? What does having an anthem do for you?
An anthem is a tagline for your personality. When we were measuring these 500,000 people and we were looking at how personalities tend to perform, we found that there are specific words that you can use to describe people based on their score. So some people, when they take the assessment, imagine if their personality is the maestro, then we know that the words that are used to describe the maestro at their best are ambitious, focused, and confident. On the other hand, my personality is named the catalyst. The three words to describe me are out-of-the-box, social, and energizing. We found a scientific way to be able to apply adjectives to describe how people are different. And then in my new book, How the World Sees You, I describe how do you take that adjective and pair it with other words so that when you write your LinkedIn profile or you need a tagline for your website or you need those perfect words to describe yourself in an introduction, that you already have those words that have been scientifically found and applied in a marketing methodology.
So my father used to introduce himself by saying, "I don't get ulcers, I give them." Would that be a good would that be a good anthem, or maybe not so much?
You know, I think what's great about that is that it's just slightly polarizing to make sure that that if you don't want somebody hard driving, you probably wouldn't work with your dad. But for all of us, there are certain words that we can use to describe who we are at our best, at our most confident, at our most authentic. And in the book, I describe very simply, step by step, in about 5 minutes, by giving you those words, almost like you have a copywriter on your team to describe who you are at your best. Are you described as somebody who is pragmatic and practical and focused, or are you best described as somebody who's pioneering and entrepreneurial and unorthodox? When you have those words, it just makes it easier for you to introduce yourself online or in person.
Now, you do this program in companies, correct? You get hired, and can individuals also take advantage of this?
Yeah, individuals can take the assessment, and Leslie, I think we're even giving them an opportunity to do it for free. They'll be able to take the assessment. It's normally $37, and they can find out how the world sees you at your best. And within companies, we train teams, and we show people how everybody on the team has a different advantage, and that the strongest teams are built on differences, not on similarities. When you understand which people on your team are going to be the ones with people skills versus detail versus building trust versus leading with authority, then you can build a more well-rounded team that gets the best result for everybody.
So, Sally, how will people be able to take advantage of your offer and take the test for free?
Right. Yeah. They go to howtheworldseesyou.com/you,
okay.
howtheworldseesyou.com/you, and the code is Leslie Gold, LESLIEGOLD.
Oh, fantastic. So howtheworldseesyou.com/you and put in Leslie Gold. And if you're curious about how the world sees you and who isn't, then you can take the assessment, which is normally $37. Sally's offering it to you for free. And you can start on your way to being more fascinating. Sally Hogshead, thank you so much. Again, the company is Fascinate Inc. The book is How the World Sees You, Discover Your Highest Value Through the Science of Fascination. It was a New York Times bestseller, a Wall Street Journal bestseller. It was a top pick on Amazon. It's a great book, and you have really carved out a really unique niche for yourself. I congratulate you, Sally. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. What a nice thing to say. I appreciate that. Thank you, Leslie. That means a lot.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.